Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klausam Zion, and we're learning Simon Zion. So the Chayyadim spoke about the Chiv Kima for a parent. The Chiv Kima is only once, is twice a day, once in the morning and once at night. However, there is an exception. The exception is that it would be a lack of cover for the parent if the child did not stand up when the child is in the presence of others who could interpret the child's lack of standing, a lack of derech eretz. If that person's a guest in the house and he saw the child rise in the morning, and so he knows that the child is doing the mitzvah of kima for the parents. However, the person just walked in then, the person does not know the child rose for the parent in the morning, and therefore the child should rise for the parent in the presence of this individual who has not witnessed the child's act of kima for the parent already. There's a second opinion which says that it's not only twice a day, it's every time that the parent passes by, there's a chi of kima. If the parents are in the second floor and the children are in the first floor and they can see the parent, in Surah Lamed Lifnayim, there's no chi of kima for the parents who's walking. Since they are in a different rishus, as we mentioned, this halacha doesn't apply if the child is inside the building and the parent is walking by outside. It doesn't apply because the parent is in a different rishus than the child. The chiyuv kima is together in the same rishus, and the more learns it out from because it says kima and hider together. It has to be kima, which has a hider. It has to be visible and easily understood. The child is rising for the parent. If the parent is elsewhere, it's not clear the connection, and therefore there's no chi of kima in that situation. The Chayyadim brought two opinions in regards to how often one must stand for a parent. This discussion is discussed in regards to Rabbi Movik. And there, the two opinions are brought. And Ramos says the minig is like the opinion which says Shacharis and Arvis. That by Rabbi Movik, the Chiyuv is only, twice a day. Again, unless there's somebody who has not witnessed the Kima, who comes to visit the Gadol, and he sees that the Talmidim are not standing. So that's inappropriate. So if the Talmidim will stand again, even though they've stood already. Shulchan Aruch, however, follows the opinion of Mei Apamim B'yom, that there's no limit on this Chiyuv Kima, so that the Ashkenazim followed the opinion of twice a day, and then we apply the same to Chiyuv Kima Rabbeim. And the Svardim followed the opinion of every single time, and that same is true in regards to Chiyuv Kima Rabbeim. It says if the Rebbe wants to be Moichel, the Rebbe can be Moichel. Rabbi Shemochel al Kvoidoi, Kvoidoi is Moichel, the Rebbe is Moichel on his Kavod. The Mechila works, and the Mor says it similarly. Av Shemochel al Kavodoy, Kavodoy Mochel, the father and the mother is Mochel on their covered. The Mechila works. So, how does that apply to this halacha of Kima? If the parent has given Mechila to the child does not need to stand for the parent. So, the child is not Mechiyuv to stand. However, it says in regards to the Rebbe, and that would apply to the parent as well, a hither should still apply. Hiddur means that they should give some indication that they would like to rise, but they're not. But they've got a mechila, so they don't have to. So slight rising is sufficient for that purpose. So whereas the full halacha of the mekayim halacha of kima means like a masa, a person has to stand to their full height. The mechila will remove the requirements of standing to one's full height, so a person would just rise slightly when a parent enters the room. And that again, would that be twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening, or in the presence of others, if there are others there who have not witnessed that. So there's a lot of hider in that situation. Now, what type of mechila is necessary for this purpose? So the mechila can be a one-time mechila. You don't have to stand for me when I walk in the room at this moment. If a parent said that once, the child cannot assume that mechila continues for afterwards. But if the parent says explicitly, you do not need to rise for me, or I do not want you to rise for me. So in that situation, once the parents had said that this would be something which is continuous from this point onwards, please do not rise for me. Something of that language, where it's clear that the mechila is not just a one-time mechila, but an ongoing mechila. So that would be a valid mechila, and the person would not be mechuyev to stand for the parents. They would just have to do an inyan of heder. The halacha seems to fall by the wayside, and some assume that therefore the explanation is the parents sort of assume the child are not going to stand, and therefore there is an implied mechila by doing so. But it is preferred in halacha that not to rely on implied mechila if possible, but to get an explicit mechila. Have a good day.